SBS Radio.
I'm the eldest out of four, and second is my brother Joaquin, Julian, and Giovanni. And just wanted to introduce the new addition to the family, which is Jarrison Kyler, our new son that was born on April.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, being a first-time dad, being a first-time mom,
yeah.
So ano yung joys and challenges of taking on this role?
Yeah, well, I think being a parent is, I think it's very natural, you know, instinct na lang talaga. And it's hard because in the first few months, you have to like talagang sleepless nights. Mm-hmm. But as they grow older, you know, parang nasasanay na rin. Yeah, it's very rewarding. Parang tiring siya, pero it's very rewarding at the end. So parang totoo yung nakakalimutan yung pagod if after work, then you go home. Yeah.
Ikaw as a father, kasi you're a young dad.
And I know.
You also run your own business.
I'm pretty much just, you know, what your priority really is. And at this stage, you know, we're setting up new branches, expanding, and at the same time, you're caring for your child. So you kind of need to work out that balance, how you can tend to those two important things in life.
You guys are so young, nasa early 20s lang kayo, but you have so much drive and focus. Mga ilang taon kayo nagsimulang magkaroon ng experience sa business?
People, you're not the first to say that, you know, we started out so young. But, you know, it's just a step-by-step process.
Yeah.
You know, and building the foundation when you're young.
Start young, retire young. You don't want to be working.
That's
when
the
you're
goal.
Old. That's why.
But are you more passionate about like food or about business?
We grew up in a hospitality industry. I started out cashiering, cleaning, mopping the floors, sweeping the floors until I got myself promoted to, you know, handling the money, talking to customers, and just building that confidence within myself to bring out the best in me.
Like, how old did you start?
As young as 14.
14, yeah.
14, so pretty much like a standard age here in Sydney to start working. But, you know, we never lost that respect that we have for our parents and for that opportunity to kind of where we are now.
What about you, Sabrina?
Like, I think seven.
Seven?
Yeah, I used to like sell candies and stuff in our, sa mga kapitbahay. Kasi, I don't know, my mom kasi, she also started young. So, parang pinasa niya sa akin na parang, oh, sige, magtinda ka dyan. Tapos, I would cry if walang bumibili. Yung mga ganun, parang, bakit walang bumibili? Yung ganun. So, parang na-expose talaga rin ako sa business. It's in us, I think.
Yeah, it's in your DNA. Blood. Yeah. So I think that's what I'll pass on to my son when he grows up and when he reaches at that stage, is just to kind of be comfortable in his skin and just build that confidence that that he, you know, he owns up to.
Itong business niyo, it's a family business.
It is.
So you're working with your family as well. Yes. You're not just working for another corporation or another company. So how did the idea for Mama Lore come about?
So the idea of Mama Lore was just purely just creating ideas on how to make a national Filipino brand. We love food. We always love to go out, and we're very passionate about our products. So, you know, we've kind of just bantered which is the best, because not everybody has a specific taste. So we like to cater to all corners of the Philippines, you know, with bakery and our food, and also our grill items as well. You know, growing up in Cebu, we were just exposed to so many different, you know, palettes of food. So we really have that background on what things should taste like.
Yeah, so parang basically, our inspiration was yun nga yung sa luto ni Lola and ng mom. So, but we realized hindi kasi everyone, parang we don't wanna cater just for Cebuanas kasi yung cooking nila is, we don't know if hindi parang hindi gusto ng iba kasi iba-iba yung sa atin, 'di ba? May iba yung adobo ng Cebu, iba yung sa Pampanga, iba yung dito.
Yeah.
So, we started from that, yung parang pinaka-base. Pero we tried to, ano mo yun, parang collaborate then with
yeah, that's the right word.
Yung sa family friend na how do you think na we can formulate this na matatanggap siya ng lahat? Like parang paano ba siya isabihin?
Parang mas Filipino. universal taste.
Yeah. That's the word. And then we started talaga, spontaneous lang siya eh. It's not really, oh, let's make a business. It's not like that.
Yeah.
It really started from, we were just bonding, like here na in Sydney. And then we crave for lechon. Yeah.
And then we found out that you can't really order lechon by itself. You would need to order it through the whole pig.
Yeah.
So that was the spark of the intuition for building up a restaurant.
Yeah, and then yun, padagdag na yung ideas. Parang nag, why don't we do this? So yun, parang dun siya na build up from that.
Saka I know both of you kasi meron kayong culinary background.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, we studied in Enderon. And as she was in Enderon, I moved also to the States for a while. So we studied in Cordon Bleu. Also, my brother continued his studies here in Sydney with baking. But pretty much that's where we gained the confidence to open such a restaurant and bakery because we have that background and we're not just picking, you know, things from anywhere. So it's just original, authentic recipes that that we formulated for everybody.
So these authentic recipes, do you do them according to how it was done before? Like, are you true to the recipe?
Oh, very true. Yeah, because my Lola, she's very particular when it comes to how things should taste.
Yeah, saka Filipinos tend to be a little bit nitpicky. Diba? Especially sa pagkain. Yeah. Especially sa Filipino food. Yeah, so you really have to be as authentic as possible.
Because everybody can cook.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody has their own twist to adobo and kare-kare. Yes. But we like to stick to the really basic. The Filipinos out here in Sydney and Melbourne, they miss, you know, just the simple adobo and kare-kare. So not trying to modernize anything. Food has memories. So if you know, go too far, you're going too far from that memory. So I think that's where.
And usually, yung mga reviews namin, na parang, yung kare-kare, I remember when we were in Christmas, yung ganun, that's what we want to achieve, na parang ma-bring back talaga sila home.
Dahil comfort food siya for Pinoys, do you have a lot of clientele na Australian din?
Yes, not just Australians but also Chinese, Indian, whatever. As in, halo-halo na talaga ng tao. It's very touching kasi parang, alam mo yun, they accept our food. Ganun.
So we built the curiosity of different nations to try our food, which is one of the motivational factors as well, is to get our food out there. You know, you have Chinese food, Thai food out there that are in all parts of, you know, Sydney and Melbourne. So hopefully one day, you know, given the opportunity, we can also expand our Filipino flag.
I realize, why is it that, ano, yung mga ibang cuisine, like Asian, Thai, why are they popular? But yung Filipino, hindi sila kilala.
Do you feel a little bit of pressure dahil nga madami kayong foreign clientele? Do you feel a bit of pressure? Baka yun ang first time nila to try Filipino food.
Yeah.
So, kayo nagiging basis nila for our cuisine.
Yeah, kind of like the benchmark, you would say. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are now inspired to, you know, set up their own Filipino restaurant. And I think that's what we want to create, is just that vibe. You know, we should uplift each other in that sense. So, we're very happy. I think pressure is not the word. I think we are just, you know, moving forward every day.
Speaking of yung food nga ninyo, what are your offerings or specialties sa restaurant?
With the bakery, we have the pandesal, Spanish bread, hopia ube, which is one of our best sellers as well.
Ensaymada.
Ensaymada. So we have a lot of variety in breads. When it comes to savory and ihaw, barbecue, you know, bangos, those we cook fresh, so we really make it a point where we serve quality food. The whole menu is a specialty.
Yeah, we can't say special eh, kasi parang lahat talaga we picked it na yung talagang piling-pili siya.
Yeah. Okay.
So yung mga favorite nila is the sizzling sisig, yan, barbecue, yung bangos nga, kasi siguro parang memories din na may ihaw talaga.
This one you have to, you know, use your hands and and just get...
And wala naman silang reklamo. Right? Yeah, parang, you wanna do...
Just wash your hands before you eat. Diba? You know?
So, yeah, barbecue, bulalo as well, because they, parang they say na, parang siyang Tagaytay bulalo, so...
Yung ba yung may utak?
Yeah, yung gano'n. Yung talaga yung
ano. You know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, why did you decide to open another branch here in Melbourne?
The market and the demand for this type of food is very big in Melbourne, and it's just we've done the market research and we did our feasibility study as well. So this really gives us an indication that this would be the second platform for Mama Lore.
Since as we mentioned, Nana, we want to share it to every. One, like, maabot talaga yung mga Pilipino.
Mm-mm. And hoping, you know, Australia. One day, it could be global, you know.
Brisbane, or we'll see how it goes. Pero, that's our, ano, to reach talaga every Filipino. Kasi, well, marami rin kasing message sa amin na, why don't you open a branch here, ganyan. Mm-mm. And nung opening nga namin, when we posted, like, the grand opening, they're requesting, open here in the east, open here in the north. Parang kami, ay, wait lang po, parang hindi po kasi ganun ka. Parang magbubukas lang ng tindahan. But yeah, that's what
we thought. I think people will really enjoy the atmosphere at the shop that we're going to open up in Werribee, in Melbourne. It's a more bigger space. But the food is still the same.
Mm-hmm. Kailan yung soft opening nyo? Kailan yung grand opening?
So, the soft opening is on September 28. Doors will open at about 10:30 a.m. And the grand opening is on October 10.
Mm-hmm. And but the soft opening is not just one day. It's like until the
grand opening.
So, October 9.
Until we open.
So, you're open every day?
Every day. That. Monday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Ah, okay. So, and I know na sa grand opening nyo will also be Bamboo's media conference.
So, we'll be hosting his media conference there. So, it will be very busy. So, I would highly suggest people to book their seats already.
You can book through our email.
We've had bookings months prior to... to the post, so we are very overwhelmed in that in that stage.
Okay, so as a final word, can you talk about the importance of tradition, handing down tradition, especially since migrants kayo and you're Filipino Australians? So how do you intend, because you have a son as well, so how do you intend to hand down yung recipes ng lola nyo ng and yung traditions ng family ninyo?
With the recipes and the traditions, it's always best to keep it secret and, you know, really make sure that it's passed down from generation to generation. And this is one of the successions or one of our succession plans is that when we get old, which we will pass on this brand and, you know, the recipes to the next generation, which is my son and his generation to come.
Yeah, and I would say yung goal lang talaga is like maybe share them the goal of why we're doing this
in the first place.
Yeah, so you know, to share nga to everyone, not just the Filipino, and also to other nationalities. Yeah. Para
and just know, to give pride as well to the Filipinos, because talaga. You know, we're such hard workers, and we want everybody in the world to see that we have the capability to show our brand and our products.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.